Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, a Klal Samach Tes. And we're talking about the luchas of Kavod of Tamid Chachamim. I just want to touch on the one last point. There is a Gemara that says when a person hears the Bizoin of Tamid Chachamim, if he's present in a place where people are in some way being mavaz at Tamid Chachamim, he has a chiyuv to make a mechua, make a protest. And respond that that's inappropriate to do. You shouldn't be saying that. It's not right to be mevazeh Talmid Chacham. He has a chiyuv of mecha. And the Gemara says that a person who's mevazeh Talmid Chacham is put into cherem, and a person who's present at the place of a bizarim of Talmid Chacham and is not mecha is also deserving of being put in cherem. So whether we actually put people in cherem nowadays or not, or if the cherem is automatic, well, that's a discussion, but that's not our point. But you see that there's a very significant concept of making a mecha when the reputation and the kavod of a Talmid Chacham is being impugned in some way. So I just want to clarify this concept. A few points. The concept of mecha, as opposed to a Talmid Chacham, we find there's two concepts in halacha. There's one concept called rebuke or reproof. I see somebody doing something wrong. I have a mitzvah to talk to him and try and commit him to do the right thing. But this is not that din. This is a separate din called mechua, which means even if I do not feel I'm going to be effective and going to stop the person from doing this, either whether in this specific instance or in general, I might shut him down now, but I know that a few minutes later he's going to go somewhere else and start talking again. So I have not done effective teichacha. I have not really corrected him. There's no correction in taking place. But besides the concept of correction, there's a concept of a protest, which means even though it will not be effective, it's incumbent upon me to protest and say that what you're doing is wrong. So the Ben Yarnum in Shari Tshuva and the Chavos Chaim quotes this in his Hilchos Lashon Hara. Rabbi Yonah explains that there are two reasons why you do that. One is that you have a chiyuv to stand up for the kavod of the Talmid Chacham. That's a mitzvah of kavod. If somebody that you care about was being insulted, whether you're going to be effective or not, you would not take it sitting down. You say, you're talking about my parents. Excuse me, why are you saying about my mother? She's a wonderful person, etc., etc., etc. I wouldn't say, well, you know, it's not going to be effective anyway. I'm going to keep quiet. So obviously the concept of kavod, which I feel towards these individuals, means that the natural reaction would be that I would want to protest to protect their kavod. So that now that comes a chiyuv. If you don't do that, there's an element of bizoyan. You're lacking, and you're not caring about their kavod by responding. The second reason he says, because if you're quiet, your act of being quiet could be construed that you agree to what is being said. So the person sitting by a suda shall shut us, and somebody's talking something negative, right? If you do not respond, you know, you walk away. Later on, you don't walk away in protest, but you just, you know, sort of like move away to avoid the conflict. Somebody might say, you know, well, he didn't respond. Apparently, he agrees. So, especially if the individual that we're talking about is a person of stature, if you don't respond, that might be indicative of the fact that you're agreeable to what is being said. So, in order not to have a situation where your silence is construed as agreement, you have to to respond and to say that I disagree with what's happening over here. So that is the Aikrei Kach. Chazal understood the significance of the Kavod of a Talmid Chacham, that I would have such a chiyuv to respond, even though I know it's not going to be effective because of this point of the chiyuv Kavod of a Talmid Chacham. And again, the Gemara mentions that it's a person who's mevazeh Talmid Chacham is chayiv cherem. It's a terrible thing to do. the last point of the Rebbeinu Yonah, when he talks about the idea of talking about Tamei Chachamim, he says the derech of the Chachamim, people who appreciate wisdom and etc., they talk positive. They don't talk negative. They always talk positive and try to say nice, notice positive things. And the derech of the people which are Rishoyim is that they talk negatively, etc. This whole idea of talking negative about people in general, obviously that much more about Tamei Chachamim, is rooted in a negativity in general of not seeing the significance of this world, the significance of mitzvahs and the Bershom's halaga, the beauty of the Bria, the miles of people and their potential and the abilities that they have. So it's much more appropriate to be a person who speaks positively about people in general. So with this, we've completed the halachas of covered for Talmud Chacham, Klal Samotes. So you might have noticed that the Chayodim at this point in time, it starts over again, Hilchos Shabbos, with Siman Aleph, but we're going to actually hold off on that for a little bit because when we started learning the halachas, we skipped the halachas of the Isser of saying Divrei Kedusha in the presence of uncovered parts of the body, and in the presence of unclean situations, the halachas of Soya and Erva, which goes back to earlier Kolim, here in the Chayadim. So I'd like to go back, if not to get cover all of the points over there, at least some of the basic points, so we can have a complete first section of the Chayadim. And then with that, Bais Hashem, we will then move on to Hilchos Shabbos. So we're looking forward to starting Hilchos Shabbos. And I think the target date that we've chosen for that will be the Sunday of Gimel Kislev, which is approximately about 3.5 weeks from today. So it's 3 weeks from this coming Sunday. It will be the target date. We will be able to start Hilchos Shabbos, if I recall correctly. I will give you a clearer brief on that, Bais Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim. And if people who are listening to Shurim, I'm going to ask you, encourage you to see if you can recruit people to join us for Hilchos Shabbos. I think it's a... it would be a nice thing if we can expand the listeners to this year. So whoever you can pass it on to would be appreciated very much. Thank you very much and have a good day.